Some doctors see access to birth control as a way to decrease maternal and infant mortality. But a history of abuse has led to distrust of medical professionals in communities of color. Side Effect Public Media's Lauren Bavis spoke with Dr. Branson Tucker Edmondson of Indiana University School of Medicine about systemic racism, reproductive health, and how contraception fits into those issues.
What is long-acting reversible contraception, and why are doctors pushing to discuss using LARC with their patients, particularly right after giving birth?
There are a couple of different types of long-acting reversible contraception, but basically two large categories. One are intrauterine devices, or IUDs as commonly referred to, and those are devices that are inserted into a woman's uterus, and they can reside there for we'll say 5 years to 10 years. Some of them contain progesterone, some of them are copper, sort of different varieties of those, but those are intrauterine devices. And then the other category of long-acting reversible contraception, which I will call LARC from here on out because it's a mouthful, are the subdermal implants. We know that women who have pregnancies too close together are at increased risk for complications in those next pregnancies, for lower birth weights, for preterm delivery. So being able to space pregnancies out is a really important part of prenatal care, actually, of pregnancy and maternal child sort of care.
So LARC is a good option for many women, but it comes with heavy baggage for women of color. Why is that?
The Black community in particular, and communities of color, have wondered sometimes whether or not family planning programs were really intended to, you know, control women of color in terms of their bodies, their reproduction, whether they were, there's been, you know, people have pointed to or had concerns and conspiracies with regard to genocide and, you know, different types of ways to really try to keep Black women from reproducing. And so that's sort of a long history and sort of culturally embedded set of concerns that I think just based on a history of mistreatment within sort of the healthcare community and otherwise that we sort of wrestle with as a community.
What's it like for you as an OBGYN and a woman of color to provide care for these patients?
So I think, though, that it does help because I do sort of have that double consciousness. Like, I'm aware of the ways that women of color have been treated historically and still today in our healthcare system. And I have sort of this perspective and this medical training that helps me to understand that that can be true, and it can also be true that there are sort of medical, you know, technologies and treatments that can be of service to us as a community.
What is reproductive justice, and how can it play a role in healthcare?
It was largely a movement that grew out of sort of Black women's response, in large part to sort of what had begun as sort of a white middle class feminist movement seemed to not really speak to the full experience of more marginalized populations. Reproductive justice was really trying to attend to that and saying that women should be able to choose if they want to parent. They should be able to choose when they want to parent, but they should also be able to parent under circumstances that really were both safe and supportive of them being able to raise their children to reach their full potential.